Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. This settlement with Syria, I mean, we've seen the situation in Syria going on for a little while now. Why has Israel now reached this settlement with Syria?
You mean the Iranians reaching a settlement with Syria?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Look, I mean, I think this is reaching a delicate state. As you say, the war's been going on for 7 years. And if you like, this is kind of coming to the end game, and the larger geopolitical consequences of the conflict and the, you know, essentially the victory of Assad and his allies, Putin and Rouhani, to dominate what happens in Syria. So the Israelis have been concerned for some time about the growing influence of Iran in Syria and have carried out a lot of kind of airstrikes against kind of Iranian and other essentially Iranian forces over the last, 7 years.
Are we likely to see a potential escalation come out of these latest sort of, this latest sort of back and forth?
Well, look, this is all crystal ball gazing. I mean, yes, of course, it's always potential because, you know, we're talking about a kind of a very complex situation in Syria where, you know, you have, you know, Russian, Iranian, Israeli, Turkish, Gulf interests, all kind of in contest. And there's an upcoming peace talks headed by Russia, meeting the presidents, Rouhani, Putin, and Erdogan, the Turkish prime minister, or the Turkish president, sorry, in September. So this strike, I think, and in the context also of, you know, change in U.S. policy towards Iran and the kind of uncertainty about what U.S. policy really is in Syria, apart from a kind of, collaborating with the Israelis, but also serving, you know, supporting the interests of the Gulf in reducing Iranian influence in Syria. So I think it's really at this stage, it's saying this far, no further. We take this seriously. We're not going to let you kind of develop strong military bases in Syria. Now, if the U.S. decides that its kind of future strategy in the Middle East is really to challenge the Iranian regime, well, then yes, this could lead down that path to greater conflict.
As you say, in Syria right now, it is an incredibly complex situation. We've got these great big powers, the US and Russia, sort of tying into the local conflict, almost a proxy war going on between the powers. US has been a little bit uncertain. Is there any indication of how this fits into the Russia strategy in the area?
Look, I mean, the problem with the Syrian situation is that while Assad, you know, the whole question about the assumption that the Assad had to go and that the EU's kind of demands for the future of Syria was that there had to be a transition from power. That seems to have been kind of abandoned or at least put aside. But Russia doesn't have, while it has the political and military power in Syria, it doesn't have the resources. And so there's this big dilemma at the present in Syria about what the future will be. The Russians want investment for reconstruction. The UN is kind of stuck at the present. The Syrian government is demanding that they shift from a humanitarian focus to a reconstruction focus, but that's being kind of vetoed by the US. So it's a kind of end game, which is not clear what's going to happen, but the people who are in control don't have the resources to actually, you know, embark on this massive reconstruction, you know, of a country where, you know, around half the population is displaced, like over 12 million people, and over half of those displaced externally. So, I mean, it's a major reconstruction effort.
And in terms of the end game for Iran and Israel, how does this fit into it? I mean, I can't imagine Israeli threats are necessarily going to drive Iran off from anything. They might want to continue with a show of strength. So how does Syria actually fit into that ongoing conflict?
Yeah. Look, I mean, in the Middle East, there's a kind of public display and spectacles and signals, you know, made all the time. But there's a lot of kind of backdoor negotiations and say, you know, with, you know, red lines and this far, no further. So, I mean, it's unlikely that the Iranians really want all-out war with the Israelis. Because one of the kind of features of the war in Syria has been, while, you know, you've seen all those sieges of cities and terrible destruction and casualties and the demolishing of cities, but these forces have largely been kind of conventional forces against rebels that don't have air power. So it's a very unequal kind of struggle. And sure, they prevailed, but at a huge cost. This does not mean that the Syrian military or even the Russian military have got the capacity to fight a war against a regional war in Syria against to protect some new geopolitical order. You know? So I think it's much more delicate and much more nuanced than the signal, you know, we're going to go after you, might suggest.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. As you say, it is an incredibly complex situation there. Every time we talk about it, it's an incredibly complex situation. I really do appreciate your time.
Okay, well, thanks for that, and thanks for having me on the show.